The Las Cruces Country Club closed for business last November. In our series, we will try to provide as many credible sides to the argument of what to do with the property as possible. It's located on 110 acres in a prime North Las Cruces area.
Robert Caldwell is the vice president of the club's board of directors and says there are heartstrings tied to this sale.
I have been playing there almost 20 years. As far as an attachment from our membership, I'm sure there's an attachment to it because Las Cruces Country Club has existed at that site since 1927.
A homeowner who lives next to the country club is John Stevens. He has high hopes for the land's future use, put forward the effort to develop a plan to preserve the property for the good of many.
The country club to donate half the land, that's about 55 acres, to the city. The city would buy the middle portion, and then the south end, as I call it, that's the one down by Madrid, that would be sold to a developer.
I'm Jack Nixon reporting.
Our series on the fate of the Las Cruces Country Club continues with a view of the project from City Hall. Mayor Ken Miyagashima has ideas on possible commercial development.
If you took the intersection or the area near the intersection of Main and Solano and take about 30 acres of it, that I think would be great commercial building or buildings.
Recently, Russ Warner told the city council that the project had potential, but offered this advice on how to proceed.
And I'm having trouble understanding how you're going to maintain this property when, quite frankly, you're having some problems maintaining the present park and recreation areas that you already have.
I'm Jack Nixon reporting.
The residents of Las Cruces have a variety of opinions on what could be done with the Las Cruces Country Club. In our continuing series on the club, we air some of those opinions. Russ Warner told the city council recently that if they pursue the project, it should not be based on old information.
And please don't base your value on a four-year-old appraisal.
John Stevens lives adjacent to the club and says the public is in favor of this opportunity.
We've kicked it around a lot. We have two organizations. One is a neighborhood association. That's the people who live in the area. They're all for it.
Others in town have expressed concerns over the cost of obtaining the land and the cost for its upkeep. I'm Jack Nixon reporting.
Our series on the future of the Las Cruces Country Club today offers insight into what type of plan could be developed for the 110-acre property. An upscale housing development would require a change in zoning, according to Mayor Ken Miyagashima.
Right now, it's just zoned for one house. So if anyone who wants to purchase it, probably have to have it rezoned.
Country Club neighbor John Stevens thinks there's a way to pay for the overall project that wouldn't squeeze the taxpayers too much.
The city can float a bond issue with the stroke of a pen. Trust for Public Land says that it would pass. Have their taxes raised a little bit to have a big park.
I'm Jack Nixon reporting.
Our series exploring the possibilities of the Las Cruces Country Club concludes today with a look at the present status of the 110-acre property. Robert Caldwell, the vice president of the board of directors, says they listed the property with a broker because their hands are tied with regard to giving it a try in the future.
It is very difficult for us to upgrade that facility to the level that we wanted it to be upgraded to.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima's offer of $1 million on behalf of the city was turned down earlier this year, and now the mayor says City Hall has turned their back on the project.
For the most part, is out. We're not even close.
There seem to be good intentions all around, but will they lead to a happy ending? I'm Jack Nixon reporting.